advancing in the word that Pastor Trinity Chukwu and so, we trust that the message you're about to hear will transform, impact, and advance your life and destiny. Pastor Trinity Chukwu and so is well known for his insightful teachings and revolutionary messages with proven testimonies. This is your time to move from where you are to where God wants you to be. God bless you as you listen and hear to his word.
The dangers of love. As interesting as love seems or love is, we must be aware that there are many dangers that is connected to love. As we strive to build our homes, our families, and particularly for young men and women, you must understand this subject of love properly, beyond just the emotional aspect, to knowing that there are certain dangers that is connected to love. And that will help you put a balance on whatever you do. The first point I want to discuss is that the power of love is not in love itself, but the personality of the lovers. It's a danger that is connected to love. And if you don't understand it, it has the ability to ruin your life and your future simply because you fail to understand this very important issue. We've watched in movies many times where people have talked about the power of love, and they create an impression that love has the ability to conquer, love has the ability to put setbacks behind it and cause two people who are deeply in love to strive and break through in life. But unfortunately, there is nothing that can be so wrong as that ideology. Love on its own does not have any power. The power of love is not in love itself, but in the personality of the lovers. That is where the power of love resides, not in love itself. Now that suggests to me that if two people are deeply in love with themselves, it's not a guarantee that they will succeed in marriage. It's not a guarantee that their lives will strive simply because they are deeply in love. Because unfortunately, what our society have succeeded in doing today is to create an impression that all that is needed in marriage is love, when in reality, love is not all that is needed. If I gather two people who want to get married today, and you ask them, why do you want to marry each other? The usual answer is, we love ourselves, or we are in love. When that is not even a reason to be married at all. That you are in love with each other is not a reason to be married. Did you hear what I said? That two people are in love with each other, it's not a reason for them to be what? To be married. Because love on its own does not have any force or any power to assist them be able to scale through the path of marriage. In reality, the power of love usually isn't in love itself, but in the personality of the lovers. That is where you must begin to investigate. As a young man, as a young woman, this person you are deeply in love with, what is his character? What is her personality? And that is where the power of love will strive from when obstacles come. Not because you love each other. Today, we know that God's love is dependable and reliable. The simple reason is because his character is not questionable. Are you there with me? That is the only reason God's love is dependable and reliable simply because his character is dependable and cannot be questionable. There is no way you can find love in a person whose character is not dependable, and you expect that love you share with the person to conquer. Believe me, that love will not conquer anything. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but that is the truth. Because the power of love is usually not in love itself, but in the character of the lovers. I remember some years back, there was this lady I was dating some years back, and I thought we would have been married. But one of the things that really made me to give a rethink was a character that I saw that made me begin to question her Christianity. Now, she told me that I would be about the third person who wants to marry her that is not from her tribe. And the father has vowed that he wouldn't allow anybody marry her except somebody from her tribe. I won't tell you where she is from, because there are people that their culture is always inclined to that way. They always want to insist. Even say they will prefer the man to marry a madman from their tribe than a sane person from another tribe. And then we are trying to know and put heads together to know the way out. And she told me the only thing that can be done is if she is pregnant before the marriage. Huh. And I looked at it and said, how do I start this one? Which means I have to impregnate you first, and then we will tell your father that she is pregnant before they will accept. And I said, no, there is something questionable about your faith. And I said, so what do I tell the church people? How do I explain that it wasn't intentional? And actually, it shouldn't have been intentional. Are you there with me? It shouldn't have been intentional. It was just because we wanted to find a way around the problem. I said, how do I explain to church people that I was just trying to find a way around the problem, that it wasn't what I did intentionally? And I said, no. I'd rather not marry you if that is the only situation. But now, more to it, I now began to reflect. For her to have subscribed to that condition and decision based on the pressure she is receiving from her parents, from her father, particularly, that gave me a reason to question the true stand of her faith. Are you there with me? So I already knew that there will be a problem in the future. And that was how I broke up with that relationship. Just it, nothing more. And eventually she will stay for close to 7 to 8 years and still got married to somebody from her place before her father died. Which turned out to be a very sad experience for her. I said, if you had seen the man anywhere, her father, she would have been the one to kill the man by himself. What am I saying? The power of love is not in love itself. Don't ever make the mistake as a young person, because you have fallen deeply in love with a person, to assume and to think that that marriage will strive because of how deeply in love both of you are. When issues will arise, what will count is the character and the traits of the individuals, not the love itself. I've told you this before. Values attached to a promise is not usually in the promise made, but who the promiser is. Don't forget this. The value attached to a promise is not usually dependent on the promise made, but who the promiser is. Take for example, if my son, who just turned 8 on Saturday, right? Friday, will call any of you and promise you 200,000 naira. How many of you will be excited? Is it not a promise? He's 8 years old. He calls the chairman, sir. on your birthday, I will give you 200,000 naira. Will you be excited? He said he will laugh at him. And that is the conventional thing every sane person will do. But he has made a promise. Now, what is the problem? The promise he is making has exceeded his capacity. We don't value promises because of the promises made, but who the promiser is. But if on your birthday I'm to promise you 200,000, I'm sure you will not laugh at me. Because you will look at me and say, Pastor can afford 200,000. But if I promise you 1 billion, you may laugh at me. No, I'm telling you in all sincerity. You may do what? Because you know I am not worth 1 billion. No, it's a fact. I'm worth it by faith. But in a fact of reality. And that is how it is. The value attached, the moment a promise exceeds the capacity of the promiser, is of no value. Because to value a promise, it must be within the confines and the capacity of the person making the promise. And this is how life plays with us. Certain people can promise you that 1 billion. And you come to church and give testimony. And you anticipate you will receive it. Because you know who made the promise. Now that is why God's promises in our life is reliable. Because we know who the promiser is. And based on his track records, we can assert to what God has done in the time past. And his capacity and his ability to fulfill everything that proceeds from his mouth. There are still some people that may want that money. Even when they promise it, you don't value it because they make promises they don't fulfill. Are you there with me? So even if he is worth the 200,000, and I say, I will give you 200,000, you may look at the person and laugh. Because you know he has promised John 300, he didn't give him. He has promised Okoro 500, he didn't give him. And he is worth it. You know this guy don't keep his promise. You won't take it serious. So it's about who the promiser is. The same thing applies to love. Don't make the mistake of thinking that the power of love resides in the feelings you have. It resides in the character of your lover. The question you may need to ask yourself this morning, that person you want to fall in love with or you are already falling in love with, what is the strength of his or her character? Because when the chips are down, that is what will decide how far that marriage will strive, not how you feel about it. Did you hear what I said? When you are thinking and feeling that the love you share with a person will conquer obstacles, always consider the personality of your lover. That is what plays a major role. Unfortunately, in our generation and in our times, many people fall in love with people with questionable characters and they think that marriage will strive. Just like you watch in the drama. Today, Yahoo boys are where? Everywhere. In our time, we used to know money ritual to be from people who have reached 50 to 60 years. He's nodding his head. He can concur with what I'm saying. We used to know money ritual to be associated with people that are above 50. Because how about get the gumbo? Their age is coming close and they want to enjoy money small. So from 50, they can begin to consider money ritual. But today, 17 years old, I saw a picture, a true life story of a 17 years old boy that went to do money ritual. 17 years old. Why will somebody of 17 years old be considering money ritual as an option to how to make money? Your life hasn't begun at all. You have not made effort at all. I understand it. I didn't say it is proper. I say I understand it when a man of 50 years old is going to do money ritual. I understand it. Because You can just consider the person has become a failure. He has tried many times and things didn't work. I understand it. I didn't say it's proper, but I understand. I can relate with it. But when a person of 17 years, 20 years, 24 years, what is it about this generation? Money ritual. 20 years old person. So at 20, he just feels there is nothing again he can do. That the only option is money ritual. And today they so advertise these things on our televisions. Some of you who are using this My TV, it's very common in Ghana. I knew a young man who had lived in Ghana some years back. When I met him in Aba, he told me, he said, he is contemplating money ritual. You see it advertised everywhere. You turn on your television, they're advertising money ritual. Sometimes they tell you, you don't even need to sacrifice human being. You don't need to sacrifice human being. Just a fowl is enough. And somebody you tell that sacrificing a fowl is enough to make millions, he will think it's a better bet. After, I won't kill anybody. Let me bring fowl. My brother, you will bring fowl, the money will start coming. By the time it starts coming, they will now tell you how far the fowl will go. That the time has now come to bring goats. And since you have begun with fowl, after you have tried with goats, cow will come. Then very soon they tend to bring human parts. The devil is very subtle. He will not use what you will run away from to get you first. Whether you use chicken or butterfly, it's as good as a money ritual. And believe me, if you do money ritual with a butterfly, as useless as it may appear, and the money is coming, you are still in trouble. Did you hear what I said? You are still in what? In trouble. Because the devil, I know too well, has no free gifts. I can tell you with all sincerity, the devil has no what? Free gift. There is nothing he will give to you freely for you to enjoy and be excited about. Over time, he will tell you the price of what he has given to you. We must be very careful. And let me end with saying that you can fall in love with the wrong person simply because he or she is saying the right thing and communicating your love language. The dangers of love. You can fall in love with the wrong person simply because the person is saying the right thing. You may find the wrong person who is saying the right thing and communicating your love language, and then you fall in love. We are told that there are 5 basic types of love language, which includes receiving of gifts, like you saw in the drama. There are some women, there is nothing they like as gifts. And if you want to lure them, get a good gift for them. Get a good gift for them. Just like they promised that young lady. Get a good gift for them. Give it to them over and over, and you have won their heart. Even if it is a wrong person, because the person is communicating their love, is a danger connected to love. You can fall in love with a wrong person who is simply telling you the right thing and communicating your love language. And only after you have fallen in love and over the dust and over the dust of love, then your eye will now open at the later part of your life. I tell people, I said, walk into love. Don't fall in love. Walk into love. Don't wait to fall. If you think just carry your leg, wow, you are in trouble. You enter serious trouble. It's a danger connected to love. And if it's not properly dealt with, you can risk your life for it. Your future and everything that concerns you. Of course, that answers to why love can be established from a distance between two people in far locations who have never seen each other. You know, in the time of our fathers, lovers meet in a market square or somewhere around an environment. Then there was no mobile phone. I think we should return to that kind of... There was no mobile phone then. Even if you see a lady you love, you talk to her now, the next time you don't know when you will see her again. Because you will fear going to her father's house. There was no mobile phone. But today you can just pick a mobile phone and call her out as you come out. So it's possible to fall in love with somebody you have not seen anywhere. I saw... I will tell you this. Last week, a lady was arrested. What was the problem? Her online lover surfaced and took her to a shop where they were selling mobile phones. How many of you saw this woman is on the internet. Her online lover surfaced, took her to a shop where they were selling mobile phones and took the phone and went away, leaving her there as a collateral. So they thought he was going to ask questions about the phone and come back. And the young man absconded with the phone and the lady was there. She waited and waited and waited. The guy didn't show up. She started calling his phone. He was switched off. Where can she connect him to? It was an online lover. Police now arrested her and said, you will pay $350,000. You will pay for the phone. She doesn't know where the man lives. She met him online. He took her out and then took her to the shop without knowing that he was a specially designed Yahoo boy who wanted to use her as a collateral to obtain a phone. And he left her there, took the phone and went away. And they thought he was coming back. Until they waited and waited and the girl became uncomfortable. The guy didn't show up again. They said, okay, bring him. Said, I met him online. Is that an excuse? You don't know where he lives. You don't know anything about him. But you went out with him, so he will buy you a phone. That was her. The lady will enter prison. If she doesn't provide the phone, or they cost $350,000 for the phone, she is heading straight to the prison. Because there's no excuse. You won't tell the police you don't know him. You came with him. He said you should wait, let him ask, and he went away with the phone. Good day, she was there as a collateral. This is the world we are in. We must be very careful so that we don't fall victim to the wrong things. I'm giving you very practical examples of what has happened and from the experiences of others. Don't wait to experience it yourself. You may be able to fall in love with the wrong person simply because he or she is saying the right thing and communicating your love language. And in all sincerity, I believe this young lady loved that man. Because for her to have trusted him to walk out suggests that there are certain things he must have told her. Of course, you know, women like to hear things. When you tell them what they want to hear, forget it. Whether it is true or not. Promise them a aeroplane. Even if you are walking on foot. Make them all those ambiguous promises. And forget it. Of course, that's the foolish ones among them though. Because there are some of them that are very wise. That can articulate with what is happening. And if you are not careful, you might be driven by your emotions. And then you begin to respond to issues unknown to you that you are with the wrong person. It's a danger connected to love. And you must be very careful. I close. You can fall in love with the wrong person simply because he or she is saying the right thing and communicating your love language. is a danger connected to love. It's a danger connected to love. And if you don't know these things, it will affect your life negatively. While we encourage the current technology around us and how it has improved our lives, but let's be very careful that some of them has its own disadvantages. And let's not be the ones that will be robbed of our future because of the possible disadvantages connected to technology. What should have improved our lives today has become sorrowfully what is causing pain to many people. You must investigate the character of a person. I told you this last week that when our fathers initiated marriage, that their core priority initially in their own time was character. They did not prioritize love first. They did not prioritize what? Love. The thing they prioritized was what? Character. A young man sees a lady he wants to get married to. He doesn't fall in love with her first. He goes to report to his father. And when his father gets the report, the first thing he's trying to do is to know the family that girl is coming from. When he has gotten good information, they show up as introduction. Then the family of the girl will say, okay, return. We are going to give you a response. And then they go back again to know the family where that man is coming from. What is happening around them? Information. Character, is it in that family? And if they confirm, they say, okay, we can allow our daughter to go. But today, it is a girl that makes the decision after she has fallen in love and her head is confused and packed with love. We look out first for love. If love is there, then we wrongly assume other things will work out. But then their priority was character. And they believed that if there was character in that family, other things will follow. But today, we prioritize love. That once they are in love, other things will follow. Which has been the reason till today why we have more failed marriages now than before. So today, everybody wants to be at his or her best so that you can find somebody falling in love with you. Social media hasn't helped the matter, because in social media, people promote the most advantageous and very good part of their lives. Today you can see a lady on picture. The day she surfaces physically, you will vow she wasn't the one you saw in the picture. Because with the heavy makeups, somebody said women don't take video calls. If you want to give them a video call, notify them ahead of time. Because you may call her when she's waking up from sleep, and she won't answer the video call. And then after they are done using all those heavy makeups, you will see the person, and the next time you see the person physically, you won't identify the person again. There was a lady I used to know. The day I saw her some time back, I didn't identify her again. No, I'm telling you in all sincerity. I didn't know she was the one. She had to explain herself, because the face just changed completely. Everything now goes into artificial mode. And there are a few things about a woman today that you don't find the artificial one in the market. Should I repeat this again? There are a few things about a woman that you don't find the artificial one in the market. And many of us are towing the path of the artificial one. Pardon me, I have not looked around to see your faces very well. These days, the kind of eyelashes I used to see, some of them are too megu. Eyelashes. Some of them very long. And I wonder if these girls are seeing with it. I wonder if they truly see with those things. I wonder. And their eyes are blinking like this. That thing will be heavy on your eye. You close your eye when you don't want to close it. different things we see today. I will close. Rise to your feet. We must be careful. Just be yourself. You don't need to fake anything. You don't need to. I told you I encourage modesty. Like the Bible tells us, let women dress in their modest what? Apparel. Even if you want to use a jewelry, you won't use anything. Apply the principle of modesty.
Welcome to Advancing in the Word with Pastor Trinity Chicken and So. We trust that the message you're about to hear will transform, impact, and advance your life and destiny. Pastor Chinedu Chukwunanso is well known for his insightful teachings and revolutionary messages with proven testimonies. This is your time to move from where you are to where God wants you to be. God bless you as you listen and hear to his word.
Are you there with me? The principle of what? Modesty. 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 That should be our watchword. Can we just raise our voice and let's pray for our families. Let's pray for our homes. Are you in a relationship? You can pray for that relationship. Granted, you can ascertain that the will of God is established within it. Are you a young woman? Are you a young man? You are not yet married. You can pray that the Lord will help you direct your paths so that you will not associate yourself with the wrong people. Aside from your faith, the second most important decision you will make in your life will involve who you get married to, because it will affect everything about your life. It can even detriment your faith. Believe me when I tell you these things. It can even detriment your faith. And that's why I said, apart from the decision of your faith, the second most important decision you will make in this life is who you choose to get married to. Your career, every other thing you have pursued, can be rubbished on the ground of associating and connecting yourself with the wrong spouse. It can destroy all those things. Aside from your faith, the second most important decision of your life is who you spend the rest of your life with. Pray and talk to God that the Lord will help you order your steps, help you not to make the wrong decisions. I've always told you that there's a strong connection between wrong decisions and many prayer points. If we are able to make better decisions in our life, we will have less prayer points. For each wrong decision you make, there's a connection to it with many prayer points that will rise in the future. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Someone has got to pray. Young man, young woman, life is not all about the pleasures of it. There is more to it. There is more to it. You may be focused on enjoying life's momentary pleasure and ruin the pleasure that may come to you your lifetime. You may be focused on enjoying life's momentary pleasure and lose the pleasure that will come to you your lifetime. But I pray that will not be your portion. That will not be your portion. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask, O Lord, that your mighty hand will rest upon their destinies. Pray salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever is on the path in the wrong direction, Lord, by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit, speak to their hearts. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And the church will shout a louder amen.
Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. We truly believe you've been blessed by the word you heard. We would like to hear from you and to pray with you in specific areas you may desire. You can also contact us for partnership as we reach the world with the gospel. Please call 080-5054-1919 or email cccctmin@gmail.com. And to receive more of Pastor Chinedu Chukwunonso's messages on Telegram, search Advancing in the World and join for free. To join on WhatsApp, call the number 080-5054-1919. God bless you.